When we talk about the wisdom of Kabbalah, the first question is, from where is this wisdom? Why do we need it? Maybe, like in this world, there's physicists, biologists, zoologists, botanists, there are experts. They want to know what happens with nature. They investigate nature. After this, that they investigate nature, they have experience. They learn rules what there is in nature. And they know how more or less for our good to make use of nature, to make use of these laws. And then they make experiments, research, devices, and afterwards they teach us how to use correctly with those same devices, those same revelations that they have revealed in nature. And from this, we have all our technology, all our technique, our development. From this that we learn nature and know how to use it correctly for our good. But I don't have to be the same scientist that nature, the atoms, in order to build a nuclear power station. The biology and genetics to make a better harvest. All the, let's say, nizikin and negligence, and I don't need to live in medicine and to heal myself. In other words, there's always a professor, someone who's specializing in his profession. We pay him, and he helps us with his wisdom. He gives us already seemingly the fruit of his wisdom, and this is how we exist. We exist from one another. I can be a simple worker, but I have transistors, TV, computers, cell phone, and modern medicine, and they all serve me, even though that I'm not at all related to this. Rather, I know someone has developed, someone did, and I can make use of it. And not only one who has developed something, then he needs what he has developed. He seemingly passes it on, sells it, passes it on to humanity. And humanity uses this. This is how we investigate nature, which is around us, and we make use of it. So there's actually a very small percentage of the people, scientists, that they're trying to be within like this front line against nature, and they're investigating it, learn how to use it for our good. Also, there are special souls, special people, that they have an attraction to investigate nature which is above our nature, the upper nature, which is after substance. There are scientists who study this substance, and there are those who feel that the substance is, from the beginning, it is not providing us with anything. Even if we know how it is structured and how it works, we need to know not the attributes of the substance itself, rather how it works, how it is enacted. What is the program that enacts all of reality? What is this reality? Why does it exist? Why do I exist? How does this, everything coming as a cause and effect, this is what I see, that everything that is around me is being developed from where and to where. This is also wisdom. Only this wisdom is concealed from us. We do not feel forces that enact nature. We do not have a science that reveals this thing. And if man can come forward to this in a simple manner, just like every other science, Like the way he approaches regular nature. Do I have another opportunity? No. And thus, we know that there were a few people, not a few, there were very many, actually, during all the previous generations, millions, that they also investigated the upper nature. But they reached this in the same form, simple. They started to investigate our nature and to go through our nature to what is found to be in it and after it. And such they have revealed the forces that is found to be after nature. And on these forces, they formed together their knowledge about it. They have put together this knowledge and summarized it under name the wisdom of Kabbalah. Why? They say such. We have here forces. Forces. They called it upper forces. These forces are found outside substance. And these forces act upon the substance. And the substance is, by the way, of these forces receiving each time different forms and developing from some condition to some other condition. And the development of the substance, they are dividing into a few parts. The first part is called Ein Sof, the boundless, without end, the beginning state. Afterwards, the next state is called the state of dissension, from Ein Sof, or corruption. The part which is called this world, and the third part is called Aliyah. To where? To the same state of Ein Sof, the boundless. That was from the beginning. And all these actions is actions of that force in all that acts on the substance. That substance passes through this whole process, by the way, this force, through development. Development of cause and effect, in other words, in a process which is set, defined, well thought. And actually, this whole process, there is nothing that comes suddenly. And in all the stages, they are very defined stages. Sometimes they are telling us about this in a different manner. They are telling us such that there is, we have a state which is called Ein Sof, and we are making a whole roundabout in this state. Our first state, which is called Ein Sof, is called the first state. How this creation is set from the beginning. Afterwards, there is a descension to a state which is called this world, the opposite state from Ein Sof, and afterwards an ascension. That very same image, I just drew it in a different form. And here we have the ascension back to Ein Sof. So during this whole process, the substance changes, goes through some correction. It starts to be sensitive, developed, which is state that, which is called the second state. The second state is included of this whole process, that other than the first state and the end state. End. This is actually called the third state. The difference between the second, the difference in the first and third state is the difference in the development of the substance. And this whole trip, this whole round trip, what the substance does through the force that activates it, this is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. And thus, it is good for us to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, to know, such they say, those same experts, to know what is passing on us, what is activating us, what force is acting on us, what stages we go through, and how do we need to pass them. Can we pass them in a different way? In other words, the wisdom of Kabbalah is actually not a wisdom that someone can know, that I can make use of the fruit of his exertion, of his investigation and research, that he already gave me some devices, technology, medicine, some things, and I can only use them. No. I am here by the way that I acquire this wisdom. I am actually receiving into my hands forces to take action in my fate. Because I myself, I am the substance. And if I know what forces act and activate me, that exist from outside of this reality, the inanimate, vegetative life, and speaking that all the four parts of creation, if I get to know this force, then I am controlling my life. And thus, the wisdom of Kabbalah is not a regular wisdom. Regular that someone knows and can maybe pass on to me if I give him money. Yes, I go to a doctor and I give him money, he gives me medicine, and that's it. I don't need anything more from him. Or some farmer that he, grows all types of things and he knows all about it. Maybe cars, cell phones. I use all these things without even knowing what the hell they are. Buttons. I get to know them and that's it. Rather, if I do not know these forces, if I will not know my substance, if I will not know how they meet and act this upon the other, then I will stay in my world, suffering, small, and I really the exponent of all types of happenings, occurrences. So Kabbalists tell us it is worthy for each person to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, so he will know what he's going through, and he will be able to go through life in a manner that which he's controlling and knows and changes. And thus they tell us that the wisdom of Kabbalah, this is the wisdom that will need to be revealed to each person for himself. And each person, in the manner of his substance, of his vessel. Because otherwise, he is more and more and more will feel the relation which is not good from the upper force which acts upon the substance. Because the thought of creation, the nature in all that acts this force is called the Creator, is the upper force that acts all these private forces upon us. And his desire that we will get to know all these forces and we will manage our life in a complete whole form, in the best form. This is what Kabbalists tell us. And here there is a question, where do they know this from? From this, that they have investigated nature and went through the substance all the way to forces. We are not able to do this. We need to hear what they say. And this is what Baal HaSulam explains to us in the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. He says such. First of all, the definition. What is this wisdom regarding? What he is writing is a little hard, but we will try to simplify it. The question passes on every person who has knowledge, whoever understands, that he has to clarify for himself what is the essence of life, of creation. Then he asks. And then he says, in order to give a good enough answer to this question, that you will be happy with it. In other words, the question is really correct, and the answer has to be complete. We will see. Will appear whole to us. We'll give you a well-thought definition and kept. Because the wisdom of Kabbalah is not more and not less. In other words, don't think there is more or less. There are things who add to the wisdom of Kabbalah all types of superstitions, holy water, red strings, or all types of blessings for success and health, a good life of family. Wisdom of Kabbalah does not even relate to this. It does not touch upon this at all. Rather, it says, what is the wisdom of Kabbalah? The order of roots which descend and continue on cause and effect, in other words, root from above, this is the root, expands from above below. What is above, what is below, we will later on talk about this, but generally, above is called the bestower, and below is called the receiver. Then the order of the forces, the roots that descend from above below. Yes? By the way of cause and effect. In other words, there is always a cause and effect. What comes and continues. In set laws that we cannot change them. This that we will learn the wisdom of Kabbalah and get to know it in all the totality, we will not be able to change the laws. We will not be able to change the forces. Then, why do we need to learn this? What is this called to control my life? To change my fate? If not to change the forces? We change ourselves in order to match ourselves to these forces. And then, in this, we are changing our relation between us to these forces, which is called changing our fate, changing our feeling, our advancement, development. The laws themselves, what they're influencing upon us, they are set and absolute. And also in our world, we see that if man wants to seemingly bend or go around some law, and he is causing this really terror in nature and in his life. Because in nature, the laws are set. We only need to know how correctly to make use of them. The problem is especially in the life of society. That we think that it is possible to change and to do whatever the hell we want. Because we do not know the laws that are found to be between human beings from the side of nature. And here is the problem, that we start to enter here and to make some other laws, we'll change some relation like this between human beings, we'll start to make education like this, we'll make some other organization, office, and then things will work out. Without our knowledge of the forces of nature, the connection between the souls, between the bodies, between human beings, that of course from the side of nature this is set in a state which is constant and absolute, that we start from without this knowledge to begin seemingly to work according to a different program, then we are corrupting our society, our ecology, our whole life. Then he says, set laws and constant in all levels, inanimate, vegetative, live, and speaking. that if you will start going into these laws, get to know them, then you will know that they are set and constant. You will not want yourself and within your seeing, your attainment, to try to even change or bend them, because this is not possible. They are above us. Rather, to make use of them correctly, you will be able to. That's it. And what is unique in all these things? That they are connecting and pointing to one very high purpose. In other words, all these laws have a purpose. They lead to person, bring us to one state. They do not have a few states, a few purposes. There is every law from big to large, everything that happens in our life, everything together and separate, all of history, they are all pointing to one purpose and connecting to one purpose. It maybe looks to us differently, and we're confused, and we think that we're thrown from here to there. No, it just looks to us like that. But every moment, we are found to be in a pressure of these forces to one purpose, which is called in the revelation of the God to the creatures in this world. In other words, me, in the time that I found to be here, in this reincarnation, in this life, just like I feel in my five senses, I need to reach another, still to revelation of God, of the godliness, of the upper force, which is called the Creator, which is the sum total of all these forces. This is in all what needs to be revealed to me. In other words, everything which acts upon me only for one need, that I will reveal the upper force. And this is absolute and constant. And I cannot change from the purpose towards the revelation of the upper force. And if I do this, these forces, they will act to that same purpose, and I'm seemingly going to a different direction. I am feeling pressure from them that is coming towards me as terror, illnesses, tragedies in the world, and whatnot. Until in the end, during history, humanity reaches a state that they start to understand that there is some laws here. There is some cause and effect, that there is seemingly some purpose, only we do not know, we do not understand. And if we, in each moment of our life, will go together with the forces of nature, we would feel ourselves in a form which is comfortable and good. And each time, even in the framework of this world, which I go against this force, then I am always harmed. Take every force that we have, law, and I have in physics, in chemistry, try to do something against it. In the manner that is against it, right away we receive some harm. And thus, the wisdom of Kabbalah is important seemingly for every person, because each moment in our whole life, if man knows how to connect correctly to these forces which act upon him in a constant and absolute manner and steadily, and identifies himself with that same process, only then he feels good and comfortable. In other words, we don't have a choice. If we need to feel good, and we are built as a feeling of good or suffering, this our substance is a desire to receive, and thus our nature is acting upon us, asking us rather in pressure and forcing us slowly to learn through many reincarnations that there is no other choice. We need to learn nature and to carry it out. Okay, I revealed these laws. How? That's how I revealed. How? I learned everything. What now? You learned? I know everything. Let's say I reveal these laws. No. I'm sorry. This is not correct. You cannot learn the laws. How can I learn the laws? If I'm taking let's say, a book in physics, and start to learn, then I'm learning, I'm looking, okay, I throw a pen, it falls, okay. I, in lighting something, it heats up, such and such. I can try each thing. I feel it upon myself. It is found within my five senses. But all these investigators have learned the phenomena of nature through our five senses and their mind, yes. Great, they reveal this. I can go and return on the same research. I can make use, I can learn them. I can take them and use what they have done. But how will we do this with things that they are concealed from us? From what you hear now, what does this give you? Nothing. How can you, from this that you heard from me something, to start changing your life? You need to attain the forces that would act upon you, to connect with them, and to see, this acts upon me like this, and such, to bring me from this state, which is now, number one, to the more advanced state, towards the revelation of the upper force. Number two. Then I need to know, what is the upper force? From a little bit. What is the next stage which I need to carry through? If I want or not, nature will force me. It will hit me if I do not want. And so on. The picture needs to be clear. And clear in a manner which is realistic. Just like my life. Not more. Not less. You decide now your fate. You need to control. What is it from this that you heard? In other words, first of all, in order to reach control of my life, you need to open through the substance all these forces of the upper and to get to know them. And this will not be like a physics scientist is in there in the academics and investigating this. It will just be like any person which is controlling his life, not more. Each person needs to do this. And before revelation of the substance and the forces which act upon our substance, there's nothing to talk about. You now go and you do something correct and good, and you are controlling your fate. The learning itself does not give you anything. Rather, from within the learning, we are learning only in what steps we can reveal the upper world, these forces. After that we reveal them, that same book is teaching us how to make use of them. Although this book is like a guide. Go like this, open, see, right, left, a little like this, try, do this. Or you learn, just like a baby that is teaching him by like a game. You learned a bit, now you know. Now you will see, try onwards, do something. Such the Kabbalists have written their books in a manner that is completely coming out in action. And they're giving an explanation why this is called the wisdom of the concealed. Because they will always give you an explanation. You will reveal the explanation in their books only according to how your mind and your preparation of your internality will give you the opportunity to not make mistakes. In our world, the baby can come to some place at the fall. There is fire, he does not know. He can jump into the fire. There is some thing that we do not know. Yeah, we keep everything from babies, from small children. In the spiritual world, we need also some escort. There has to be. Otherwise, how can you make expertise in something that of something you do not know about? And thus the book is really a guide. It is written, why is this called concealed? the language of the concealed. The you're reading now, you already know, you're learning with us some time already. When you're learning now, or reading now, you're reading in another month, another year, and you see things that beforehand you did not see, right? And such will always be. And what you will reveal, and nobody else. And you cannot even talk about what you see inside the book today to someone today who starts. Begins because the book is open according to how much you can use correctly in what is revealing to you. In other words, it is like a layer which is multi-layered. Such as is written in the manner, the measure that I can correctly make use of this substance upon me to make use of what is written in the book to carry it out, then I start to understand it in its depth in my reading. Only like this. But however it may not be, only in the measure that you get to know and see and in a seemingly mindful manner and check these forces, how act upon me, how I bestow upon them, how I identify with them exactly. Only this manner you can manage your soul. And we're not talking about the life only here, you know, family, house, that's it. Rather, we're talking about the eternal life. That is, you already start with these forces, which you're entering into a connection. You're actually riding upon something which is eternal. You see all your previous reincarnations and your whole life in all its perspective of eternality. Otherwise, your decisions will be incorrect. The correct decision is that you get to know everything and decide as the direction, even in little bit, even in the smallest level, the direction has to be, like he says, set laws which are absolute and constant and connecting and directing to one very high purpose, the revelation of godliness. The smallest step has to be comprised of knowledge of the whole path. Yes?
And then you can say that you control your faith and you're a man, human being. Otherwise, you're worse than all the other creatures still vegetate, animate, because they still vegetate, animate. They have attributes that they completely keep their nature with its absolute laws. Those laws they keep with 100%. Beasts do not make mistakes. If it makes mistakes, it means it is sick. You've seen how cats are jumping, they examining, checking, and then they're jumping. If he had made a mistake, it means there's something wrong with him, that he's ill or something. Beasts do not make mistakes because the system of laws operate them inside of them absolutely. Only man makes mistakes. And their mistakes mean miseries upon themselves, troubles. This mistake is upon the part that he needs to complete with his research in the upper world. By the unknown to us, to our faith, we are pushed to discover our root, where this faith is coming from. But he continues and say, and here we have the general, the particular, and here there is the conduct of particular and the general. General meaning the whole of mankind. You see, there is no choice obligated to eventually comes to this immense evolvement, but necessarily, as it says, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord by development. Not that somebody did it for you, gave you medicine, and now you're cured. The whole mankind have to develop in the absolute way in order to come to a state that he is his own creator. He realizes the whole way he comes to the end, he is doing everything as if there is no creator, you are instead of him. As written, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, meaning that you know the whole upper forces that is working upon you, as the waters cover the sea. We are only talking in part sentences what is good for us to sort out now, for our understanding, to get as complicated as possible. Then we will read full sentences, and then we will realize the connection between all the parts of the wisdom. And they shall teach, and everybody needs to come to developments, to come the upper forces and the collective general force, which is called godliness. Up to which state? And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, that somebody has something that the other does not, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, meaning everybody will come to the clear attainment of the entire reality, each and every one. There is no one lesser than the other. Yet the teacher shall not hide himself anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teacher. Your eyes, sight is the most clear, most obvious thing, like witnesses in court. Only somebody who saw, if he just heard, it is not enough to testify. Only those who have seen. So you need to come to such an attainment in spirituality that it is as if you have seen in our degree. This is the rule that everybody has to attain. There is no question about it. You can, and some, or the whole mankind can attain it. He says all mankind. He is talking about Israel, the nation of the world, everybody. You see already that the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't relate to a certain person or have some kind of nationality or religions. It relates to the collective of humanity. There is no less, no more, no preferences, everybody. This is a rule. And what is the particular? The particular meaning that even before the perfection of all mankind, meaning that they will all attain the recognition of the upper worlds and will live in an infinite internal level. This rule, even before that, this rule is carried out in particular individuals. There are people, individuals in each and every generation, that they too can come to this state. They are the ones who are endowed in each generation with a certain amount of revelation of his godliness, meaning what is special about him is that they can come to the revelation of the upper force, meaning to connect with him, to use it properly, and to become like it. Who are those particulars? He says that they are such particulars, but he doesn't tell us who can they be. It might be you, it might be me, it can be everybody who hears about it right now. These are the prophets and the men of God. And as our sages said, there is no generation which has not such men as Abraham and Jacob. In each generation there are such people. Thus you see that the revelation of his godliness is carried out in each generation, as our sages said, who we find trustworthy proclaim. meaning don't wait till the whole mankind will come to a state where everybody is starting to ascend, although this era is beginning right now, and Bala Sulam in his articles, and Rav Kook as well, and Agra, and also in the Zohar 2,000 years ago, it is written upon our time that now all mankind is starting to elevating to the search of this upper force that is managing our faith. Otherwise, we won't be able to be saved from the troubles that are coming upon us. But even before everyone, even now, masses are waking up. Each and everyone can do this way alone, according to how Kabbalists explain us to do it. Any questions? No. It's a sign that is explained well, or nothing is understood. You have explained that we need to use the nature properly. What is a correct use of nature according to Kabbalah? How do we do it? Ness is asking. What are we studying in general? In all our formulas that we are studying in nature, what do we study? That we have, suppose, a result which is equal x plus, I don't know. I didn't go to an Israeli school, so I don't know how they do it here. So, what am I studying? I'm studying such. There is some data and another one. Each data can be a sum of something else, and here is a sum of conditions, powers, but altogether two conditions, in some sort of connection between them. Here I made some kind of sign of connection, but they can be connected in minus between them, or in any other kind of formula. There can be a formula for integralica, mathematical, what else? And there is a result of the connection between them, and this result, I need to know it. This is what we are investigating in nature. There is one data, another data, and what comes out of them. This is what is important to me. Suppose here it is a state I'm healthy or sick, and here there is some kind of material that can help me. If I will connect to this material, will I be healthy or not? Some kind of germs, some kind of forces, nature forces, like now we have with ecological, with heating and cooling of the ozone and all sorts of things, explosions of atoms, doesn't matter what. All the formulas are always what's in it for me by studying the connection between two things. So here, let's say it's a substance of the creature, and here with us it's a power force of the creator. And we want to know this formula. If there is nothing else beside it, if we all we have is a light and a vessel, so I need to know what is the program that connects them. I have no choice. I'm under this, the influence of this program. I need to know it in order to operate properly, float inside of it properly. Maybe you should say, but this is some kind of use. The Creator made man in such a way that the miserable man has to only study what the Creator did and to bend over and to maintain it. This is in fact what it means that the man is coming to the degree of man. No, it is not right. Because if we are studying these forces, we come to a state that we are equalized with the Creator itself. Because we're studying all the forces that are operating upon the substance, how they operate upon the substance, how it reacts to them, we apprehend the mind and start using these forces. We are above these forces, as in our lives, and even more. Because by studying the actions of the Creator, what does it mean? And they all will know me from little to great. They will know him, his rules. And after of studying the rules, we are becoming the owners of the rules, the owners of the power. And by that we come to the level of the Creator, not less. And by that, this situation is called adhesion. This is the state to which we have to come, where there, when there is no differentiation between the creature and the Creator, not by mind, knowledge, knowing of the program. Rather, we can connect together to one eternal situation. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah is helping us with. But the question remains, how did the Kabbalists discover it now that there is a great wise man, Bala Sulam, who read in books to us, and we study his books because he's the latest one. He's speaking our language. So how did they discover it before they were Kabbalists? Who discovered it to the first Kabbalists? We studied about Abraham and the rest of the Kabbalists. In fact, a man, even without any book, can also discover the upper forces if he have a strong desire. Then with his desire, with his research, the desire to penetrate inside the substance and to feel the forces beyond the substance, it is being revealed to him. It all depends on the exertion, on the desire eventually. Only the desire open up the substance, a desire to a higher degree, a desire to feel the forces, the upper force. This desire, if it is strong, you don't need anything more. So, what should we do in order that this desire in a man will be great? Adam Rishon, Avraham, and other Kabbalists had it, great desire, such a great desire. And also in each generation, without any knowledge and any book of the wisdom of Kabbalah, they too come to the revelation of godliness. But they come because they have a desire from within. But these are special people, and that belongs to the particular of that each generation. In each generation, you have such special individuals. But what a man can you, like you can do? Excuse me that I'm saying that you are not an angel and not a man of special virtues. The desire and the need you have. Otherwise, why are you sitting here? You have it. But it is not enough to penetrate through the substance to the power that is beyond the substance. It is not enough. Where can I get an additional desire? Because beside of desire, you don't need anything. They say in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the light is in a complete rest. There is no action on his behalf. All the actions are from the part of the substance, the desire, the will. So where will I take an additional desire from? I was living 20, 30 years, and I wasn't thinking about the upper world. I had no desire. All of a sudden, the desire is revealed to me, and Because of that, I started running about after what I want now. I wasn't the landlord of my own desires, that I didn't have a desire, or I'm not the landlord of my current desire. It is awakened inside of me, and it is coming upon me. So now that I have a desire, let's say in 30 kilos desire, let's say, such an impulse, an urge to spirituality, the power of the desire. That is why I measure it in kilograms, like as if in this world. And in order to come to spirituality, I need, let's say, 200 kilos. Why do I need 200 kilos? Power, because I myself, in my kilo, my weight is 200 kilo, and it is pulling me down, and against it, I need a power of a will, 200 kilos, to go up. So, what shall I do? Where will I take 170 kilos more? Where do they sell it? So they say, because in order to give a man the opportunity to attain the desire to spirituality on his own, that all the way will be his way, then the soul of Adam HaRishon was divided to many souls, and if we arrange around ourselves such an environment that can provide us additional desires of the importance of the goal, the desire to feel an extra desire in our situation, a confidence that we can attain the goal, in short, to increase in power, to penetrate through the substance, beyond the substance, from the environment. If I'm capable to gather such a force, such an additional force from the environment, then I penetrate through. And that is the choice in those 170 kilos. To attain them is only a choice of the environment. Meaning that you have received the will, a desire, you got it. That you didn't get it before, you didn't get it before. This is not up to you. We're not talking about it. And we're also not talking about in which ways you will go back to the revelation, to the roots. That how you were distanced from the root, in those exact same ways, you will come back to the root. This is what he says, that the rules are absolute, and it is dependent upon you how to maintain them, and for that you need a constant additional power from the environment, and that is the choice of the proper environment in order to equip yourself with a sufficient force to penetrate through the substance to godliness, to know Him, to perform certain actions there. This is entirely up to the environment. So he will talk about it later, but it relates to people who are in the general, people who came to a revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah in particular. People of spiritual virtues, why are they called such, in such a name? Because they didn't grow, not necessarily, they didn't grow out of the environment, rather each one had maybe his own teacher, or maybe even on his own. But these are people of special virtues. Usually these are people who have a special assignment to deliver, to teach, to do something for others. And in such a way, the wisdom is constantly developing and comes to the others, comes to the generality. Raf is asking, if the Creator is hidden, what is it, all the reality that I'm seeing around me? Is it me clothed on the Creator? What you see around you, what is it? You see the radiation of your own attributes on the upper light, in the most simple way. What do Kabbalists say? And maybe soon you will discover yourself that the upper light fills the entire reality. There is nothing else beside it. And inside the ocean of the sea is me. And I feel myself that I exist in my body, and there is something around me, outside of me. Environment, up to the entire universe. What is it, all of that I discover? So we've been studying that all that I discover, as built out of five senses, that through these five senses, sight, seeing, smell, taste, and feeling, touching, they come, some kind of impressions are coming in into me. Impressions from what? Outside there is upper light which is in a complete rest. There are no changes there. Everything is permanent and constant. But inside of me, there is a constant renewal of my desire which keeps developing. And that is called reshimot that are inside of me. Those reshimot are revealed over and over again, and out of those reshimot, comparisons to the light, there is a delta between the reshimot and the light. The delta is the difference between the light and my reshimot that are awakened inside of me. I feel the difference between them, the contrast between them, more or less in all of the distinguishment, that from this contrast, the inner picture of my is consisted of, and this is called the picture of my world. Meaning, what do I feel always in this picture within me, that inside I'm thinking that and outside I'm feeling that? In fact, I'm feeling myself in contrast to the upper light, which is constant. If something is changing, it's me inside of me. The reshimot are changing inside of me. Their implication is changing, and out of that, I keep getting new images of the reality. And beside of that, there is nothing else. That is why we're only talking about the internal correction of a man. If I will correct myself, that I will be inside like the upper light from the outside, if we will equalize, then inside of me will be the same picture as the upper light. So I will not feel anything, some kind of fog, I will feel all my attributes, the corrected ones, that they resemble to the upper light. I will feel a picture, but this picture will be a perfect picture. I will not feel just upper light. I cannot feel it. I will still feel myself, but I will feel myself resembling to the upper light. And this picture is called Ein Sof, no boundaries, no end. No boundaries. I don't restrict the upper light. I feel exactly like it is. We will continue it in our next lesson. This is the end of the lesson. Thank you.